Good morning. This is station WJSV, owned and operated by the Columbia Broadcasting System, with studios in the Yale Building at 13th and E Streets Northwest in the city of Washington. Our transmitting facilities are on the Mount Vernon Memorial Boulevard in historic Alexandria, Virginia, on property leased from the Richmond, Fredericksburg, and Potomac Railway Company. Station WJSV operates on a frequency of 1,460 kilocycles by authority of the Federal Communications Commission. 6 o'clock. The music recorded. Six 29 and a half.
Good morning, one and all. This is Sundial, WJSB, Washington, D.C. The music you hear is Record G. This is Thursday morning, September the 21st. If I'm not mistook, took with a mistake, this is the autumnal equinox, isn't it? Today? I expect it is. This is the first day of fall, officially, isn't it? I do believe it is. I have a hunch. And we got a full moon coming up here. Full moon. See now, when will it be full? It'll be full on the 28th. Oh, well, that's 1 week from today. That's right, 1 week from today. Well, anyway, it's a very lovely morning, 6:30 in the hour, and the man says generally fair and cooler today, he says. It was 57.5 degrees on the farm this morning. Friday fair with slowly rising temperature, gentle northerly winds today. Generally fair and cooler. It's 6:31, 29 minutes of 7 o'clock. A citywide advance sale of tickets for the amateur boxing carnival to be sponsored by the Washington Society for the Blind at Griffith Stadium on October 11th is underway now. The tickets are on sale at Griffith Stadium, all the police precincts, and they're also being handled by 1,000 Boy Scouts who volunteered their services, bless their heart. So if a Boy Scout comes around with a ticket for the amateur boxing carnival at Griffith Stadium on October 11th, remember, it's sponsored by the Washington Society for the Blind, and you'll be doing a great turn. It's 25 minutes of 7 o'clock, it is. Anybody interested in a boat? As who isn't? You all remember Forey, don't you? Harold Forey, our very handsome young assistant chief engineer we had around here for so long. Forey had an accident, you remember, a couple of years ago on horseback. Horse ran away with him, and he ran into a tree and broke his arm and his leg, and was in emergency hospital for so long. Well, Harry's all right again, and everything's okay. And about a year and a half ago, he started building a boat. A boat which he named the Lolita, L-O-L-I-T-A. He's 40 feet 8 inches overall, 12 foot 6 inches beam. He draws about 2 feet 8 inches of water. He's a raised deck, Chesapeake Bay, dead rise cruiser. You can go to sea and take it. Harold built her, and he knows. She's been out there in the heavy stuff. Proved herself all right. is powered with a Gray 671 with a 2-to-1 reduction gear. She turns a 1916 wheel, and the motor has been run less than 75 hours. In other words, the darn thing is pretty near new. Her framing is white oak. All the planking is number one Gulf Cypress, except the two bottom planks, which are Washington fir. The other bottom planking is number one Gulf Cypress. Now, Harold's been transferred, you know. He's out in St. Louis. Is it St. Louis? Chicago, is it? Yeah, he's been transferred to Chicago as an engineer for Columbia. And he's got his boat here. And he can't spare the time nor the money to take the boat from here to Chicago, so he has it for sale. And here's a grand boat, beautifully built boat. Got gasoline capacity 80 gallons, fresh water 30 gallons, sleeps 6 persons very conveniently. It cruises to 10 and 11 miles an hour, top speed 14, and it's fully equipped with the exception of the interior light, which can be installed for approximately $25. As a matter of fact, the running lights are installed, but they're not hooked up. Wouldn't take much. Now, you can get in touch with me about Foy's boat, or call a fellow named Dick Hall. Dick Hall at 200 Rhode Island Avenue Northeast. Call him at Michigan 5457. Michigan 5457, and he'll be glad to show you Foy's boat, which is a honey. It's 38, 22 minutes of 7 o'clock. What do you have for breakfast in your house, Mother? Did you ever try Forrest Toasted Wheat Flakes? Ah, me, there is a breakfast cereal. Nobody in your house will turn their noses up at, I bet you. Forrest Toasted Wheat Flakes. It is delicious. I know whereof I speak because I was brought up on this stuff. Forrest Toasted Wheat Flakes. Maybe you remember it. Years ago it used to be down here, they tell me. Sonny Jim, you know they had a big Sonny Jim doll that we used to stuff. They'd send you the outline of the doll, you know, in cloth, and you'd stuff it with stuff. It was some fun. But now you give you a premium for you, Mother. A premium you can use. With every two boxes of Forrest Toasted Wheat Flakes that you buy, you get a very colorful table napkin, right along with the package. Pretty soon you'll have a whole luncheon set. These are very nice napkins. And you can get the tablecloth to match with two Forrest box tops plus a dollar. But aside from the premium, the Forrest Toasted Wheat Flakes is really a delicious cereal. Try it, will you? You can get it at any United, DGS store, any independent grocer around your part of the country. It is well worth looking for, I'm telling you. It's 5 minutes past 7 o'clock, 7:05. Crayola Verbal Price of K Street is 4 years old today. Hello there, Crayola. Look behind the radio, will you, Humphrey? Mrs. Ellen Warner has a birthday, too. Greetings from husband and children. Ruby Lee Weekly, Fairfax, Virginia, has a birthday today. And the Grahamsville Methodist Church is holding an ice cream festival at the church this evening, beginning at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock this evening at the Grahamsville Methodist Church. Grahamsville. Where is Grahamsville? I know a Gainesville, but I do not know of a Grahamsville. Where is that? It's 6 minutes past 7.
This is your Allen News reporter with last minute hit the spot news, brought to you 4 times daily through the courtesy of Arrow Beer and Ale. Arrow Beer has such a remarkably fine taste that it's making more new friends than any other brand of beer that's sold in Washington. Here in Washington, you can get this outstandingly fine beer for only 10 cents a bottle. Arrow Beer always hits the spot. Well, both sides of the European war appear to be marking time. Germany is rushing thousands of troops and supplies to the Western Front. The Allies likewise are massing strength at the foot of the Nazi West Wall. There are apparently well-founded reports that Britain and France have decided on a major offensive against the German fortifications. There are rumors that Germany plans a big drive also to take the prey away from the Allies. According to one report, the Nazis may even be planning to violate the neutrality of Belgium or Switzerland in order to avoid a head-on smash against the Marginal Line. The next few days should see major developments of one sort or another in this great conflict. Warsaw is still holding out against the Germans in the east, but there is no longer a real eastern front. The German high command says the Polish campaign is closed, and if there was much more fighting to be done in the east, it is hardly likely that the Germans would be rushing troops and guns to the west. A French army communique this morning says there was only minor fighting on the western front last night. An important development may be in the making in this country today. Congress is meeting at noon in special session to hear President Roosevelt's appeal for repeal of the arms embargo. The President is scheduled to address the lawmakers at 2 o'clock. Meanwhile, here is some more of this morning's war headlines. The Red Army claims to have taken 60,000 prisoners, 280 guns, and 120 airplanes in its drive into eastern Poland. The French claim that the first major air battle of the war shows that they are superior to the Nazis in disguise. German planes are reported to have been shot down by French flyers in American-made pursuit ships. Jewish refugees from Poland are said to be in a state of terror as a result of the Romanian government's order that all undesirables must leave the country in 15 days. Reports persist, although, that the British have captured the German line of Bremen and that the big vessel is now in a British port. This report, however, has not been confirmed. High British sources say the only strange thing about the reported uprising in the Czech provinces of Germany is that it came so early in the war. They claim plans for a revolt have been brewing in Bohemia and Moravia for a long time. However, the Germans describe all reports of trouble in what was formerly Czechoslovakia as pure nonsense. And from Ankara, Turkey, comes word that the foreign minister of Turkey is sailing for Moscow today. The visit is causing considerable speculation throughout all Europe. It may have an important bearing on Turkey's future course in the war. President Roosevelt goes before Congress this afternoon with data gleaned from long study of the neutrality problem. This research was climaxed yesterday by a 2.5-hour session with Republican and Democratic leaders. After that White House meeting, it was agreed unanimously that the primary, nonpartisan objective was to keep the United States neutral. Mr. Roosevelt and Vice President Garner favor outright repeal of the whole neutrality law. However, when the chief executive sought out the conferees on this proposal, he was told that not more than 5 members of the powerful Senate Foreign Relations Committee would agree. The Foreign Relations Group must report out the measure before it can be considered by the policy-making Senate. A poll of committee members based on earlier votes and expressions of opinion shows that a majority would approve amending the neutrality law, as Mr. Roosevelt asked. Roughly, the provisions now in effect forbid sale or export of any arms, ammunition, or materials of war to belligerents or to neutrals for transshipment to nations engaged in war. Opponents of this setup charge that it favors Germany because the Allies cannot take advantage of the huge munition stores otherwise available in this country. As it would be amended, the law would allow any nation, regardless of its status as a belligerent, to buy all it wanted in the United States. Listen in again for the Aaron News Reporter, brought to you by the Globe Brewing Company, Baltimore, at 3:15 this afternoon. Remember, when you order beer, be sure to ask for Arrow, the beer with the famous flavor. Joe King speaking. This is Columbia Station for the nation's capital. Attention, please. Do you know that Alka-Seltzer will bring you quicker relief from headaches? It will, and here are 2 very important reasons why. First, Alka-Seltzer is in complete solution when you take it. Thus, it is ready to go to work without delay to bring prompt, gratifying relief. Second, Alka-Seltzer's analgesic or relief-giving agent is protected by valuable alkaline buffers which prevent partial breakdown when it comes in contact with stomach acid. This claim cannot be made for many pain relievers. Remember this fact next time you want quick relief from a headache. Then ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer tablets.
9 o'clock at WJSV, Washington. Have you ever wondered why we went to the trouble and expense of creating Colgate tooth powder, an all-purpose tooth powder that could do more than just clean teeth? Well, the reason is simple. After months of study, asking the public what they wanted the tooth powder to do, scientists discovered that many people wanted it to polish teeth. Others wanted it to guard against unpleasant breath. Still, another group wanted the tooth powder for safe gum massage. So it was decided to make one tooth powder that would do everything. And that's what you get today in Colgate Tooth Powder, a special all-purpose formula that works in all three necessary ways: to brighten teeth, to sweeten breath, and to act as a safe massage for your gums. So now, instead of buying different kinds of tooth powder or paste to do these things, you need only Colgate All-Purpose Tooth Powder. And even one brushing with this remarkable Colgate Tooth Powder will show you how brilliant and naturally sparkling it leaves your teeth, how sweet it leaves your breath, and how pleasant and safe it is for gum massage. You'll be especially pleased with the fast way Colgate Tooth Powder brightens your teeth. And then, of course, your smile will radiate new charm. Most amazing, so you can try Colgate Tooth Powder and prove these claims for yourself, we offer it at bargain prices in a wonderful 1 cent sale. Now just buy one giant size at regular 35 cent price. Then drug and department stores also give you a large size Colgate Tooth Powder for only 1 cent extra.
WJSB, Washington.
Good morning. Once again, John Cole has the pleasure of announcing that another Mary Lee Taylor radio demonstration is underway in the Pet Milk Experimental Kitchen. You know, for nearly 6 years now, Miss Taylor has broadcast two recipes a week, one on Tuesday, another on Thursday, which make appetizing, delicious food that's more wholesome and at the same time costs less. The stuffed vanilla wafers, which are the feature this morning, are a perfect example of the creative genius that reigns over this kitchen. Now, of course, you may be saying that these coconut-filled vanilla wafer sandwiches aren't news to you at all, because you were tempted by a color photograph of them in your grocery store to take the recipe that was offered and buy the needed groceries, and you've already made stuffed vanilla wafers. Or you may be saying to yourself that you found the same recipe in the latest Pet Milk cookbook called Delicious Wholesome Meals for 2 or 4 or 6 and have discovered the charms of a wonderful filling. Well, if you have, you're one up on me. I haven't.
Oh, yes, but you're about to, John Cole, and you know it, so you needn't pretend to be so abused.
All right, Mary Lee Taylor.
And now good morning to everyone in my nice audience. If you could look into this Pet Milk kitchen through your loudspeaker, I know you'd think that the stuffed vanilla wafers I've been putting together look mighty festive. The creamy yellow filling, bristling with coconut, certainly has a come-hither look. And Mr. Cole has fallen for it in a big way. He's reaching for a second one now with a look on his face that makes me think the first one just hit the right spot.
It did, and the second and third will too.
Well, now let me give you the tested recipe. So easily make stuffed vanilla wafers out of 4 grocery staples. Vanilla wafers, marshmallows, coconut, and pet milk. Like all pet milk recipes, this one will have both the directions and the amount of the ingredients listed in the order in which you use them. Ready? Then write down first, melt over boiling water. Melt over boiling water, 2 tablespoons butter. 2 tablespoons butter. Blend in, 2 tablespoons flour. 2 tablespoons flour. 1/8 teaspoon salt. 1/8 teaspoon salt. Stir in slowly. 1/2 cup pet milk. 1/2 cup pet milk. Cook until thick and smooth, stirring constantly. Cook until thick and smooth, stirring constantly. Then add 16 marshmallows. 16 marshmallows. Continue cooking while stirring until marshmallows are melted. Continue cooking while stirring until marshmallows are melted. Remove from heat and fold in. Remove from heat and fold in 1 1/2 cup shredded coconut. 1 1/2 cups shredded coconut. Cool thoroughly. Cool thoroughly. Spread on flat side of bread on flat side of 18 vanilla wafers. 18 vanilla wafers. Cover with 18 vanilla wafers. Putting flat side of wafers next to filling. Cover with 18 vanilla wafers, putting flat side of wafers next to filling. Make ample for six. Now when you use that recipe for stuffed vanilla wafers I've just given, don't think that mixture of melted marshmallows and pep felt is too thin. It will be quite thin when you first take it off the heat, which should be just as soon as the marshmallows have melted. When the coconut is stirred in and the filling cooled, as it should be, it will be just right to spread on the vanilla wafers, or on graham crackers, or some favorite plain cookie you made yourself. By the way, if graham crackers are your preference, you need to know that you have filling enough for only 24. Yes, 24 graham crackers, rather than the 36 vanilla wafers mentioned in the recipe. That number of vanilla wafers is based on the size in which most of them come, 2 inches in diameter. Because there are smaller ones, I suggest that you buy your vanilla wafers by weight. And 6 ounces, yes, 6 ounces, will give you just enough vanilla wafers to come out even with the filling. For the shredded coconut in the stuffed vanilla wafers, you need 4 ounces. That's 4 ounces, which is the exact amount that a can of coconut holds. Of course, you can use bulk coconut if you prefer. To get just the 16 marshmallows required to make the filling for stuffed vanilla wafers, you need to buy only 1/4 pound. Yes, 1/4 pound. And there's another tip about this very useful recipe. If you have young daughters who have reached the stage when they want to cook, let them try their wings with stuffed vanilla wafers. Besides being a perfectly fail-proof recipe, the cookies, it turns out, are most wholesome food for them to eat. Not too rich nor too sweet. Made with whole milk and containing a surprising amount of that. What could be more perfect for youngsters? The whole milk in these stuffed vanilla wafers is, of course, pure, safe pep milk, used in its double-rich, unlimited form, just as it comes from the can. If you're thinking that a cup of cream would have just about the consistency of unlimited pep milk, and you could use that in its place without making the spread too thin, don't forget that cream is far from being whole milk. And that's what pep milk is when it comes to supplying the food values which have earned for whole milk the reputation of being nature's most nearly perfect food. That 1/2 cup of undiluted pep milk in the stuffed vanilla wafers supplies the food value of 1 cup of extra rich whole milk. Now obviously you couldn't put 1 cup of ordinary milk into this filling. That would make it too thin. And if you used a half a cup of ordinary milk in place of the half a cup of undiluted double rich pet milk called for in the recipe, you would be making the filling far less wholesome. Not only because it would contain less than half the important whole milk substances, but because it would have practically none of the sunshine vitamin D which pet milk puts into it, because all pet milk is irradiated. Which means that it is enriched with this priceless vitamin that growing children must have to help make their teeth and bones grow properly. Just think of being able to give your family some of the vitamin D they so much need in delicious food. Well, with my very best wishes for your great success with my stuffed vanilla wafers, I must leave you until next Tuesday, when I'll be found on the station to which you're listening now, ready to demonstrate a brand new dish that's especially nice for parties. Daylight saving time will be over on next Sunday night, and the return to standard time may make a difference in the hour when you'll be hearing me next Tuesday. So check your newspaper, please, for the exact time of my next Tuesday demonstration. Until Tuesday then, goodbye.
I herewith and before witnesses pin the blue ribbon on Mary Lee Taylor's stuffed vanilla wafers. Just bring that dish on the next guest you have, and your reputation as the best cook in your town will be undisputed from then on. And be sure to send for the latest pet milk cookbook, Delicious Wholesome Meals for 2 or 4 or 6, which contains this useful recipe and 70 others for equally good food. To get a copy of this collection of balanced menus and tested recipes, just write your name and address and the word cookbook on the back of a pet milk label. Mail the label to Mary Lee Taylor, in care of the station to which you are now listening, or to her in care of Pet Milk Company, St. Louis, Missouri. If you have a baby or a small child and don't have a copy of Better Babies, just add the words baby book to the back of the pet milk label you're sending for a copy of the latest pet milk cookbook, and you'll receive a book about babies that will satisfy your desire to know why babies thrive so remarkably well on irradiated pet milk. Doctors all over this country have put their baby patients who need milk from a bottle on irradiated pet milk, and the results they've obtained have made a sensation in the medical world. If you have a baby, ask your doctor about feeding him irradiated pet milk. Without any hesitation, he'll say that irradiated pet milk is perfectly pure and absolutely safe, as safe as if there were no disease germs in the world. He'll tell you, too, that pet milk is more easily digested than ordinary milk, and that the extra sunshine vitamin D it contains is most valuable for your baby. And now a final reminder that on next Saturday night, your pet milk program, the Saturday Night Serenade, will again bring you Mary Eastman, Bill Perry, the Serenaders, and Gus Henschen and his orchestra. And on next Tuesday, you can be hearing another of Mary Lee Taylor's radio demonstrations of better food made at lower cost. Now, since we'll be through with daylight saving time when Mary Lee Taylor broadcasts next Tuesday over the station to which you are now listening, do look at your newspaper for the exact time of her interesting and helpful radio demonstrations that morning. John Cole wishes you good luck and good health. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
10:15 sanitary food store time. Make sure you always get fresh bread. Julia Lee Wright is dated with today's date. You know it's first day fresh. Your neighborhood sanitary food store has fresh, dated Julia Lee Wright bread right now. Here is the district weather forecast. Fair tonight and Friday, cooler with lowest temperature about 54 degrees tonight. Slowly rising temperature Friday, gentle north backing to west wind. 11 o'clock the correct time, WJSB, Washington.